We are out here at the American Farm Bureau Federation 2015 meeting and convention. Tell me what you are talking to farmers about today.
We actually were awarded a County of Excellence Award. We put on legislative tours, and so we're talking to attendees about how they can educate their elected officials about agriculture in their local area and their state area.
And what are some tips that you would give them?
More than anything, just learn how to make it public for them to understand. It's really agriculture is really difficult to understand for the common public. So what we're trying to tell producers and agriculturalists is to make it generalized for them to understand.
Florida has a lot of issues involved with agriculture. So your farmers do go through a lot of things, and actually a lot of them are the same things that we go through in California. For when, let's talk about labor. If your growers wanted to talk to their elected officials about labor, is there a tactic they should take?
Patience, more than anything. It's definitely an issue that people tiptoe around because we need labor. Without labor, especially in the state of Florida, because we do have so many fruit and vegetable crops, we wouldn't have the yields that we do without labor and migrant labor. So I think more than anything, to have the farmers and the producers as educated as possible on how to efficiently talk to legislators so that they understand why there's such a need for migrant labor.
And where are you from in Florida?
Originally from Volusia County, but I currently reside in Hillsborough County, Plant City, Florida.
Okay. And so you said you are a board member with Farm Bureau, so tell me a little bit about what you do.
So within our county, we have more than 4,000 members, so we are a 17-man and woman board, and what our purposes are to obviously be the voice for Hillsborough County agriculture and within our local and state area. So my job, I'm wife and our chair, so I really look towards our 18 to 35-year-olds to really get them involved in agriculture, to make sure that they stay involved in agriculture, because obviously our younger folks are going to be agriculture's future. So my big push on the board is to make sure that we reach out to our younger individuals in agriculture and keep them involved.